Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
If your mind is focused on fear, your life will be limited to anxiety. But if your life is filled and rooted in faith, your life will be filled with purpose.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the word.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word. Speak God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, The Seed of the Righteous Shall Be Delivered.
Speak the word.
I don't think that there's anything that weighs on the heart of a godly parent more than a child or a grandchild that is not walking with the Lord. Saints, there are multitudes in our world today who have not yet received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Multitudes of people are still wandering in that valley of decision that Joel talks about in Joel chapter 3, verse 14 in the New King James Version. It says here that multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. And sad to say, among them are some of our children and our grandchildren, you know, as part of that, one of those multitudes that are wandering around in the valley of decision. And there are so many people that are lost because when people we love don't have the wisdom to see the destructive path that they're on, we can pray. A lot of people don't realize this, but we can pray for a hedge of thorns. We can ask God to separate our loved ones from destructive influences, to cause those who lure them into evil to lose interest, and to cause our loved ones to lose interest in them. I want you to think about that. But saints, your prayers, you have to keep in mind, you know, your prayers can't change a person's will, for we've all been given free will. But God can, you know, God can and God will remove wrong influences and frustrate your loved one's attempts to get to them. But please keep in mind that most of those who are lost may not respond to you. You know, sometimes we have children and grandchildren that are lost, but they don't respond to us. And maybe they won't listen to you. And therefore, it can be, you know, really difficult to witness to a loved one. I mean, I've tried that before too. And maybe sometimes they'll listen and sometimes, you know, they don't. But there is somebody that they will listen to. There are people that your loved ones will listen to. Please hear me. And you can pray to the God of the harvest to send forth laborers across their path. In Matthew 9, 36 through 38, in the Easy Read translation, it says, when Jesus saw the crowds of people, he felt sorry for them. They had trouble in their minds. They had nobody to help them. And Jesus thought, these people are like sheep that have nobody to take care of them. In verse 37, it says, and Jesus said to his disciples, many people are ready to believe God's message. He says, they are like many plants with ripe seeds in a big field. But there are very few workers, he said, to bring in the ripe seeds. And in verse 38, it said, so you must pray to God to send out workers to field in the plants, he said, belongs to him. You know, in one translation says in the Amplified Classic Bible, says, so pray to the Lord of harvest to force out and thrust laborers into the harvest. I pray that a lot, you know, that, you know, there's, we'll get into that in a little bit on the prayers that I can explain some of that to you. But, you know, I do believe that the harvest is ready. I had this dream back in December the 30th, 2020. I dreamed that there were fields that were loaded down with grapes, and it was so clear in my dream. It actually was more like a vision because there was acres and acres of grapes The vines were green and the grapes were huge. They were huge. There were bags. They had bags hanging to pick the grapes. And then people began to come in, you know, and began to pick them. And I saw this in my dream or vision, and I really think it represents the great harvest that's coming. And we can help bring this harvest on for our children and grandchildren by praying for them God's word. I know when I saw this field, it was like just acres and acres, you know, and they were kind of low, but they were green, and it was like they had sticks along the way there and the bags attached to them, you know, to put the grapes in. But like I said, they were really huge, huge grapes, and they were all black, so you knew they were all ripe. Actually, my favorite was the whiter ones, but these were not separated. These were all black. Saints, another thing you have to know, they're not going to get there without some help from us. In other words, our children are not going to get there without some help from us, without some laborers. And they're not going to get there unless they hear the word. In Romans 10:14, in the God Word translation, it says, "But how can people call on Him if they have not believed in Him? How can they believe in Him if they have not heard His message? How can they hear if no one tells them the good news?" I know some translations say, well, how can they hear without a preacher? But brothers and sisters, God has made all of us ambassadors for Christ. According to 2 Corinthians 5:20, we have all been called to act as representatives for Jesus, and you don't always have to wait on a preacher. You hear that? You don't always have to wait on a preacher. And keep in mind that you have the power and the authority to command Satan to remove the blinders from their eyes. It tells us this, and it confirms this over in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, in the Easy Version. It says, the rulers, and it's talking about the demonic spirits of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. He says, they cannot see the light of the good news, the message about the divine greatness of Christ. For Christ is the one who is exactly like God. But you know, brothers and sisters, we can pray and ask God to open their eyes in faith to see that you, Lord, have overcome the world so that they too can overcome sin, death, and the grave, according to John 16:33. We also need to remember that God has given us power and authority over all spirits, not just some spirits, but all spirits. According to Luke 10:17 in Amplified Bible, Jesus was talking to his disciples and some others. There were 70, and they all had returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. So saints, according to Luke 10:19, we have the power and we have the authority to command Satan to take his filthy hands off of our loved ones and loose them in the name of Jesus, and then pray and ask the Lord of the harvest to send laborers across their path to witness to them. A different translation of that is in Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, in the Easy Read says, Jesus saw the many people and felt sorry for them because they were worried, because they were looking worried and helpless, like sheep, he said, without a shepherd to lead them. In verse 37, it says that Jesus said to his followers, there is such a big harvest of people to bring in, but there are only a few workers to help harvest them. Verse 38, God says he owns the harvest. Ask him to send more workers to help gather the harvest. This is a prayer that I pray for my children, my grandchildren. Remember, when you're praying for a lost loved one, you can pray every day, because the person the Lord may send to your loved one may not respond to that person. So you ask again and God will send another laborer. You know, in some prayers you might not want to keep praying over and over and over again, but there are some prayers, and this is one of them, that when you're praying for the salvation of a loved one, or maybe even a friend, or whoever you're praying a prayer for, is that you can continue to ask again, because the Lord will send someone. The Lord answers our prayers as long as we're praying in line with His Word. So He will send someone to that person that you've asked Him to send it to.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Saints, I received this letter from Ruby, and she writes, Dear Pastor Joe, would you please pray for my family to recover from financial debt? Our income is insufficient to run the family. I am pregnant with a second child, and we need emergency relief. Please pray to the Lord for us, and we're also praying. Ruby, I would be honored to pray for you, but know that no matter what you're going through right now, that it's God's desire to help you, and that He's always with you. Father, I know that it's not your desire that Ruby and her family do without. You said the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek you will not want for any good thing. And you said that you'll not allow the righteous to hunger. So I'm asking you, Lord, to intervene on Ruby's behalf and fill her storehouse with an abundance of blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. And join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.